All right, welcome to It Is What It Is, the Sunday Football Edition. Dun, 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 dun. I can't do that sound that the NFL makes. I think it's illegal. I think it is.
They patent the sound?
They patent the whole fucking thing. They even tell you. Like, you cannot use this for anything at all. It's the NFL's property of. So I'm like, okay. Anyway. So we are going to go back. Oh, yeah. This is for entertainment. Not for you guys to be assholes and judge me. None of you guys have been lately, so I'm like, hey. With you and damn lungs.
This is Shaw Marie, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm Shaw Marie. There we go. I forgot that part. You guys should know by now.
Yep.
Jeez. Okay, but for real. So on February 5th of 2017, the Patriots and the Falcons were playing in the Super Bowl. They were playing in the NGR Stadium in Houston, Texas.
Houston.
Yeah, but our crime doesn't happen there. The crime happens in Palm Beach, Florida. Florida. A bunch of crazy shit happens in Florida.
Well, it's hot down there.
I don't blame them.
And humid. So it's like 100 degrees, 100% humidity.
Fuck that.
And I was pregnant in July.
No.
Joshua.
No.
Yeah.
It's now awful. I know why.
It's awful.
It's horrible. So on that day, Kelly Dorothy, 20 years old, Deborah Lee Eli. What the fuck? I have the worst with names.
Where?
Right here. What's this chick's last name? Brandy.
Brandy El Chalet.
El Chalet?
El Chalet.
That's pretty. 24. And Shane Henry of Jupiter, Florida, were gathered at a fire pit where, next thing they know, guns were blazing. And the back gate of the backyard was kicked in.
At a party?
Yeah. No. On Super Bowl Sunday.
No, they're just minding their business.
Yeah.
What?
You would think.
Everybody likes a good bonfire.
Yeah, there was another person there, uh-huh. Christopher Avista. Uh-huh. I don't even know, really. Maybe.
Visada.
Visada.
Oh, Visada.
Ooh, like Kanye. Ooh, I got you. Visada.
Everybody.
Anyway, he was there too.
Uh-huh.
So he is like the star witness in the case because he survives. I'll tell you guys how.
Oh, good.
So like I was telling you guys, Henshawn was shot 17 times.
Oh, wow. God.
Brandy was shot 5 times and Kelly was shot 4 times. According to the medical examiner, this incident happened at 1105 Mohawk Street, I guess, in Charleston? Yep, sure. I don't know. Not to watch the Super Bowl. Wow. Oh. Yeah, what's that place called?
Home of Charles Vorpagel.
Oh, yeah. That's the dude the house belonged to.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's who was... He wasn't there, though, I don't think. But they were not watching the Super Bowl party, which I don't know why they say that this is a Super Bowl killing, because these guys weren't even watching the Super Bowl.
They just had it on, and then they went
they didn't
outside
even have it
the
on.
Fire pit, or
they
what?
Didn't even have it on. They didn't even have cable.
Oh. Oh.
There was no cable in the home. There was a party, though, of cocaine, marijuana, ecstasy, and beer.
Oh.
Charles told the jurors that his only job was selling drugs and guns. Uh-huh.
Hey, you know, whatever pays the bills, yo.
I guess. So, well, he was there, but he didn't get shot because he said when the fire opened, like when the gunfire opened, he ran. And hid.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's a flight or fight or flight.
He is a convicted felon now. At the time of the trial, he's like convicted of federal charges.
Oh. Not related to this.
Well, yeah, related to this, but not because of that, I guess. Well, I'll tell you. Well, it's not because of the murder. It's because what they found in the house. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is because of this, but not because of this.
Yeah.
So he told jurors, he testified June 17th of 2019 that he ran from the gunfire on the Super Bowl Sunday 2 years ago, that they were having a party. He didn't have cable. He said he was entertaining his three friends on February 5th of 2017 with a party menu of cocaine, marijuana, beer, and ecstasy. He says, I don't care much about sports. I don't watch football. He says his only job is selling guns and drugs. He says, we were all relaxing, having fun, enjoying the evening. He said, then three gun-masked men suddenly showed up in the backyard, immediately spraying gunfire, shooting. It was rapid and repeated. He said it sounded like fireworks were going off. He didn't see any of their faces, but he did make out that one of the men had a gold tooth and dreadlocks. He spoke without emotion during his testimony. He said he kept a criminal stockpile of dope and weapons at his house and got high every day. He said he expected to go to prison as soon as the detectives went through the crime scene and would find his contraband. He said, quote, I knew I was going to be in trouble. He was always cooperative with authorities in the investigation. When he testified, he was wearing a blue gel suit, handcuffs, and leg irons. Mm-hmm. One of the questions were, was he an invited guest of the evening, the shooter that's on trial now?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, no, it was a private gathering. Him and Charlie would sell drugs together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they were buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were upset that someone allegedly stole $14,000 worth of drugs from a friend and wanted to know their whereabouts, is what I guess what they say this whole thing was over. So it says, and by the way, you guys, this is the first time I've ever heard of this. So it says Christopher and an accomplice, who the prosecutors say is Marcus Stewart,
mm-hmm.
embarked on a mission of evil, and his trial has not started yet. So I cannot say that he is guilty of any crime. They were involved in drug dealing, weapon selling, like I've said a million times. The murder plot was that they were set out to kill. Stewart also being charged. He's being charged later on too, and he also faces the death penalty as well. The women were unintended victims who were in the wrong place at the wrong time. The intended targets are Shane and Christopher are who the main targets are.
Mm-hmm.
In a feud with rival drug dealers over a debt. So
it was a massacre.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Super sad. But the star witness was obviously Christopher because he survived. I mean, not Christopher. Sorry. Charles. Charles because he survived. He's the one who ran away.
Yeah.
And got away and thought of himself. And I guess when...
There's people like that.
Yeah. But when they got into the house, I guess they just were like, whoa, ho. This has loads of fun written all over it.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested immediately, I guess. They found the murder weapons, a rifle and a Glock pistol, at the crime scene. And on Interstate 95, they found one of the vehicles. They matched bullets from that vehicle to one of the weapons used. The magazine was in Christopher's pocket. I'm so horrible with names. I'm just going to call everybody dudes.
No, it was in that dude's hand. Mixed up then.
Right. Sorry, guys. I'm so horrible. So his lawyers say he might have been there because the DNA and everything led back to him. Mm-hmm. So they're like, well, he might have been there, but he didn't do anything. Like, he was trying to keep the peace. And that wasn't the case at all, I guess. There was, like I said, there was DNA on the weapons and in the getaway car. And other DNA was found at the crime scene. So he was found guilty of 3 counts of first-degree murder with a firearm, 1 count of attempted first degree with a firearm, felony possession of a firearm, and grand theft auto. He got life in prison. The second gunman has yet to be
charged.
Well, he's
tried.
Yeah, he's charged. He hasn't been tried. It should start sometime. And like I said, so that game.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was just because this is a Sunday football, and I know it might sound rude because I'm just like, oh yeah, they got murdered. But that game was the Patriots and Falcons game. It went into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
The score was 34-28. Just because they weren't watching the game. So I really don't know why this is.
Maybe just because it happened on Super Bowl?
I guess. I guess. It's just horrible. They are pretty, though. They were, like I said, 20, 24, and 26 years old.
Jeez, just babies.
Yeah, and those girls were just there to kick it and hang out. They weren't a part of any of the dumb shit that the two dudes were
mm-hmm.
dealing with. So that's super sad. Innocent bystanders.
Yeah.
It's super sad. But since we are doing a super Sunday football one, just on like a little happier note, this is a short episode. I know it's Sunday and we're supposed to do like long ones on Sunday.
We can do whatever we want, dear. Yeah.
But like my baby's birthday party technically was yesterday from when I'm going to release this, which is super nuts that I have a 6-year-old.
You blinked.
I did. It's insane. 6 years old. Crazy. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. So it's insane. So happy birthday, Maze. I know you're going to hear this and you're going to be like, well, you said happy birthday to my sister and you did it to me. So happy birthday.
That's true. Yeah.
Because she's a little weirdo like I am. So she'll definitely be listening to this in the future. She makes up cute little murder stories and everything where her toys get murdered. And it's super cute and precious. I encourage it. It's super cute, dude. She comes up with like kidnapping scenarios where she's like, their mom died, so I went and I took them, and it's like her stuffed animals, and she's like, and now I'm their mom.
Oh
yeah, I don't know, it's cute. She always takes really good care of them when she claims them.
Oh good.
She's super sweet though. She is, I promise. So technically today this will be released at about 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So if you live anywhere in our time zone, which is the Idaho time zone, I don't know what the fuck it is. I think it's Mountain Standard yes. Time.
Correct.
In 2 hours, the San Francisco 49ers will be playing the Chiefs. And at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida.
Florida.
Say what? Okay, so I'm going to give you bitches some backgrounds. Just so you guys can go directly from listening to this and being like, now I also know of a murder to talk about, but I'm going to sound super smart real quick. So, you guys, the 49ers have gone to 5 Super Bowls.
Oh.
This will be their 6th win today, hopefully. So, they went to the Super Bowl in 1982, 1985, 1989, 1990 and 1995. They've won 6 national football conferences. And they are based out of Santa Clara, California. The Chiefs won their first and only Super Bowl game January 11th, 1970. In 1970.
So they're due one.
So, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Dude, and like, Jean's coming over here, right? Jean and her husband are going to come over and watch the game with me and my husband. And my husband is diehard 49ers fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the first words my daughter's, like, ever truly put together was touchdown. And it's like a big thing when they touch down, the girls freak out and they're like, touchdown. It's all cute and crazy. Die Hard. And my cousin's like, well, I just don't care. Like, I'm just going to go watch the game, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To irritate you guys.
And to irritate my husband. So it's going to be super great.
Hopefully we will be friends after today still.
It'll be fine.
And not just relations.
We'll see if my husband gets that mad.
If I'm allowed in your house again?
Huh.
Oh my God!
Just switch sides if it goes bad.
You can't switch sides. What kind of girl do you think I am?
I'm just saying. Protect yourself. But I do want to say we are going to talk about... we're going to let the world catch up and Jean catch up because she can't say she can't watch this one. We're going to do the Aaron Hernandez story or whatever. There's like two of them that ID channeled. Oh, great. I just drew all over my head. I just scratched my head with a pen and I'm pretty sure I just drew all over it like a child. But you can watch the Aaron Hernandez on the ID channel or on Netflix. Everybody has Netflix and on Hulu. So I don't want to hear that nobody hasn't seen it. And then we also got another case suggestion that we're going to do. But I have to wait until Tuesday because, okay, so there's this crazy-ass thing going on in Idaho right now. Where's this couple, right, where they're newly married, but their past marriages, those people have died recently.
Oh, my God. Then, don't get me going on
They got to produce these fucking children. And we can't talk about it. Well, I'm going to wait to talk about it until they do produce or do not produce said children. But so buddy, that, what is his name? Eaton.
Yeah.
Yep. He goes to Hawaii, right?
You guys can
look this up.
Bam.
He's saying genius. Go to Hawaii for, dude ain't no dummy. Anyway, so he goes.
Nate.
My buddy Nate. Funniest motherfucker. So he goes. Dude. And I'm watching this clip and I'm yelling at my phone because I'm like, you dumbass fucking bitch. So he walks up to him and he's like, so we found you, obviously. Ha ha. Where are your kids? And these two people walk just stoic fucking bitch ass fucking dumbass looking faces walk to the resort without saying a word. And he's like, where are the kids? Like, what'd you do? What happened? What happened?
Trying to rephrase questions.
Yeah. And I don't know how he did this without taking that microphone and hitting her upside the head and being like, bitch, did you hear me? Like, I believe I asked you a question, ma'am. Where are the children? So now they are being forced, and they've been hardcore through this whole thing. Like, all of a sudden, the kids come up missing. Grandparents don't even know where these kids are, guys. Like, there's rewards, all sorts of crazy shit, warrants, craziness. Now we have no vehicle. We're in Hawaii. We don't know. But now we have to be back in Rexburg, Idaho, by like Tuesday or Thursday, or else shit's gonna hit the fucking fan. And they hid. They left Idaho, left. Kids are gone. We don't know. Now they're found in Hawaii. They've been in Hawaii for some time. Children have not been seen. Children are still a big what the fuck happened to the children. Mm-hmm. And then they dig into it and they're like, oh, wait, former spouses are dead and you two are now, oh, hell no.
So did the police figure out where these two were? Did
I don't know. We're going to have.
We'll have to talk about this more.
Yeah, I won't give credit where credit isn't due.
I have a whole bunch of uproar about this because.
Oh, dude, we're going to get Jane feisty.
They own the house in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So none of these other investigators had the thought, well, hey, let's look for other realty.
I don't know.
Or real estate.
I'm so excited to dive into it.
And honestly, I've had to raise other people's children before. You've raised other people's children before. And I know this sounds fucked up. And I'm usually the lovey-dovey one. And I hope the kids are okay and not in a sex trafficking ring or dead.
Why do you always go to sex trafficking?
Like, because it's a big deal.
That's always your first go-to, though. You're always like sex trafficked for sure. Sex trafficked. Okay, I just had to ask. Sorry, go on.
My problem is now the state of Idaho Health and Welfare, children, Department of Family Services gives a shit about where kids are now?
I guess. Well, yeah, because now, the state wants answers.
There's a million people out there that don't give a fuck about their kids and still claim state benefits, and they don't care. They don't care.
Well, yeah.
They end up helping the lady out and giving her fucking vouchers housing again.
Yeah. That's just how we roll. That's what we do here.
So now we care.
Well, now we care because now, if these people would have killed their spouses, and I'm just saying, guys, I haven't looked into it yet. I'm so stoked to do so. Hypothetically, though, this is like just a mini preview rant, but hypothetically, if they would have killed their spouses, given the children to the grandparents, because obviously, from what I understand, the daughter raised the son anyway because the son was disabled, from what I understand. And he was younger, she was
autism.
Not. Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. And so if they would have just left them and went to Hawaii and started anew, nothing would have been happening right now.
No.
Nothing would have been happening. But it's that good old-fashioned question, where are they? Where are the children? And the daughter's almost old enough, I believe, almost legally old enough.
She's 17.
Yeah, she's 17. Yeah. So
she might be 18 by all this is said and done by the time they finally get.
She may. Dude, her mom may have given her a lump sum of money and just been like, you guys just stay low. No matter what. Do not come forward. But that's also a hard spot to put a child into when you watch your grandparents on the news begging and pleading for your safe return. So I don't know. But I don't know how the spouses died. That's what I'm saying. It's like I'm not 100% sure on all this yet, guys.
You want to do more research?
Yeah, because the Super Bowl's in my way.
And you have your priorities. And I do. Understand because
I do.
This particular
murder and football
riles me up.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
It is. It's super crazy, too.
But.
You guys.
Can we
that's
do.
That's like.
She is getting chewed out by the dictator right
by
now.
By a 2-year-old child.
Behind the door.
But yeah. So we're going to have to get more into it because I am dedicated. It's like in my life, there's like a list of things and football comes before murder.
Yeah.
Because I'm an American.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying that to be a dick either. And I have a fear that like everybody is so sensitive right now. They're going to be like, well, what the fuck? You don't have to be American to watch football. Blah, blah, blah. I believe I'm a table. Blah, blah, blah.
I think people are going to be more offended from our podcast besides the football part here.
Well, me just saying that it's like an American thing. And like, if you don't do it, you're not American. I have a feeling that the people who are like, I don't even eat meat, but I am an American, you know? Those people are going to get mad at me, I feel like. And I think it's just because they're hungry.
Maybe.
I've always wanted to ask people that. Like, when they get mad at me, I'm like, what's your diet? Are you mad? Do you need a Kit Kat? Kit Kats make me happy. Or a good old chicken wing? Good old chicken strip with some barbecue sauce? What do you need? What do I need to give you?
No.
That could be why you're angry. I don't know.
Are you doing the chicken wings, by the way? Or do you want me to do chicken wings?
You can do chicken wings. I don't care. But you guys, really, before the game starts, we have 2 hours. I really want to know, and I'm going to pre-schedule this so it will be up 2 hours beforehand. So you guys, tell me who you guys think is going to win. Don't go jinxing my Niners or anything. So, like, say it if you, I don't know, because you can't put, like, never mind.
You just can't be offended.
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't be. If you guys want the Chiefs to win, cool.
Decked out in Chiefs.
I saw one post from a girl that I know on Facebook, and she's like, I just want the hottest quarterback to win. And I'm like, well, that's definitely Jimmy G. You know what I mean? Like the 49ers quarterback. I'm like, all right. Hottest one, if that's what has to happen here, then God bless it. We'll win. So I don't know. Good vibes.
Yeah.
I'm so scared. Oh, and another thing.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. And another thing, I just got to say, I love that I wasn't eaten alive for the Dior Kuntz thing. I'm so happy about it. You guys, I was freaking the fuck out.
I was kind of terrified for us.
Yeah. But so far.
Yeah.
So far.
We're okay.
We're A-okay.
Yeah.
So far, nothing traumatic has happened from that experience. So
I have a request for Valentine's.
Okay.
I think maybe we should focus on... Because love is vicious. Uh-huh. And bitches be crazy. So I think we should do a couple females profiles.
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Like love affair poisonings or straight massacre bloody.
Bitches be crazy, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I love a good poisoning. Well, I don't love a good poisoning. It fascinates me because I, as much as I like to say that I'm like the nicest person in the world, people whining constantly annoys the shit out of me. Yeah. So the people who poison, because then you have to take care of the person. Like, oh my God, how do you listen to the whining? Because obviously they're in pain.
It's a long-term game.
Yeah, it's a long-term. And you have to like have like skin of rock to just be like, oh yes, cry. Cry. Here, drink some more arsenic.
Well, people go to crazy measures over love. And that is something that has always, I know it's kind of caca, always irritated the fuck out of me. Men, women alike. Everything in between. Just want to get everybody in there. But to have that kind of...
Oh my God, I know the love affair we're going to do. The first one right off the bat. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to love you to death.
I'm there.
If I can't have you, nobody can. That kind of bullshit. When you are told no, and you're going to continue to go and beg and look like an idiot and have a continued rejection, and then you get mad, and so you have to kill this person. You're a fucking idiot. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Like
let it go. Move on.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But people do some crazy stuff. Poison's like baby stuff. Right. Come on now. Where she's riding around and the dude's head is next to her in the fucking seat or
right, and she still whatever. Has dinner with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitches be crazy.
Do you think I'm like when people snap like that, like the next day when they wake up and like they wake up next to a head, they have that minute where that moment they were like last night obviously went too far. Maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe, like last night went.
Maybe they think that's the only way out.
What do you do though the next day?
You plant a tree.
And you're just like.
And you put the head under. No.
Well, huh.
Underneath.
Well, if Gene plants any new trees. Well, we know what happened. We know what happened there.
I don't mean to fly.
Okay, so there you go.
But. That's how people are victimized. That's how people are stalked. That's how girls are murdered. Because they stand up for themselves, or men, stand up for themselves and say, you're crazy. I can't do this with you anymore.
And it still ends up taking them out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys, real quick, tell me, what's your favorite love story killing? Because there's one that pops into my head right now involving a mistress. The wife still survived, but she was attacked and shot in the face. It's old school. Old school. It's legit,
though. The mistress was shot in the face?
No, the mistress shot the wife in the face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, she was just going to solve a problem.
Yeah. But the wife lived.
Oh, good. Good.
Dude, it's good shit. I'll tell you the episode to watch. It's good shit because the wife is a badass. Right. So we'll talk about y'all, dude. She's bitching, and she's from. She has that like a New York fucking mob wife talk, even though it wasn't a mobster or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, oh, dude, it's legit. It's legit. That's what we're gonna do. The first one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
And always remember, it takes two people to have a relationship, and two people to have an affair.
Yeah.
You're mad at this chick. Have you talked to your man yet? You know? Uh-huh. Instead of this side bitch?
No, they have to go down first. She doesn't even matter.
The problem is right at home next to you.
Yeah, but that's too obvious. Like, that's too obvious of an anger to have. You have to go after the other person. Depending on who the other person is, dude. Because, I mean, there's situations where a respect is broken. A trust is broken within whatever happens. Mm-hmm. So it's not really like, oh, all my hate has to be to him. There's a bunch of hate that goes to that other person because it's like you violated what me and you had. Mm-hmm. Not fuck him, but like you violated the relationship that I thought I had with your bitch ass. And that's a lot of the problem. There's people out there that their friends fuck their men and everything else. And that's not, your first thought is not to straight attack your man. It's your friend.
Yeah. Well, how could you?
Like, girl, I've told you this dude's been a piece of shit since day one. And you're sitting here telling me, girl, you do it. You can handle it. Love him. He loves you. Don't leave. But yet she's fucking him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah, you must die. Like, there becomes a point in time where it's like, you drove me to fucking murder you. I'm sorry, but there's that's what that happened to
side.
You.
Yeah, there's that side, but there's also...
So don't come at me here, Gene, and be like, you know.
But there's also the side where
well, no, those bitches are crazy.
30 days after your divorce is final, and then guess what? You get to deal with her because she's the stepmom.
Ooh, I love it, the stepmom. Good. Ooh, dude, the stepmoms. Yeah, get into the stepmoms. Fuck yeah.
Almost had a fist fight. You would have been proud of me. Yep, oh, see? Stood my ground.
Dude, I couldn't be a... I can't do stepmoms. Y'all are badasses if you guys can be stepmoms. And deal with crazy baby mamas.
Sometimes.
Hell no. I'd be that crazy baby mama, dude. I'd be the... Oh, dude. I'd be your worst nightmare. Let it be known right now. Let it be known I would be your worst nightmare.
There's lots of deep breaths involved. It takes a village...
Sure don't.
I'm having good relationships right now.
Sure. I guess. It takes time, love, and passion.
There's zero with the one, and the current one's improving. So
sure.
It's all with ding dong, so.
All right, guys.
Anyways.
So that ends it for today. So follow us on... We gotta focus on football. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's very important. So follow us on... Twitter at it is what it is 208 because that's where we're from. On Instagram it is what it is pod 19 all one word. On Facebook it is what it is a true crime podcast. On YouTube it is what it is a true crime podcast. And I promise YouTubers, I am uploading your videos here shortly and soon. My daughter likes to take my computer, but that's another story.
Well, that's an enabler.
Yeah, she's 6 going on 40. So anyway. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. And the next story, hopefully Tuesday, we can have like a massive update about that crazy ass couple. And we'll tell you guys.
About the game.
If they fucking surrendered the children. Oh, yeah. And the game.
Oh, the couple.
Yeah. I want to know if they surrendered the children. I'm more.
Dude, it's they like already the escaped lottery. Out the back fucking door. They're not there. I'm excited. They're not showing up back in Idaho.
I'm excited. Stop. I don't think so either. Okay. I don't think so either. Right. So I'm just like super stoked to watch this all go down. Because I think they're going to piss everybody off. And so they're going to let out more information than they should. Mm-hmm. Just out of anger. Because it's like a relationship where it's like, okay, fuck you. And they spill everything for like a quick second. Like, he has a little dick. And then they take it back when they get back together. That's what I think this is going to be, maybe.
Possibly.
So, yeah. Follow us. Like us. Whatever. Let's go, Niners. Peace the fuck out.
Go, Chiefs.